Ray.
Hi, everyone.
I feel like we just did this, except that it was way better, and it was like the best podcast we ever did, wasn't it?
No, that's not true. That's not true. Just to fill you guys in, Tim and I just got done recording an hour-long, intended to be unedited podcast. Upon finishing your recording, what happened?
QuickTime said, oh, there's already a file of this name, which is fine because it can just save it as audio recording 2. And then it tried to do that and it gave me a 0 kilobyte.
You're like, wait, let me see how big this file is. All right, let's see. It's 0. I'm like, what? Like, once you finish with 0 and like you're 0.
Anything.
Not good.
Not good, Tim.
So, yeah.
I've tried everything I can do. This file is just gone.
It was sad, too. You know, what did we go over? Clash of the Titans.
We went over Clash of the Titans.
Every single last Grave Riser left to do.
Oh, my gosh. I just forgot we went over all the Grave Risers.
Yes, that's the worst part.
Oh, we went over like 28 Grave Risers or something.
Not that many. But whatever. It was a lot of Grave Risers.
Just got buried again. We literally just wasted our entire Monday evening.
I left my roommate's birthday party to come record something that would no longer exist within an hour of doing it.
And I put my daughter to sleep in a way that caused her to cry for an extra 15 minutes because I was trying to get to this podcast.
What did you do?
Well, I just didn't rock her to sleep as long as I normally
do.
You're done. You're good to go.
Yeah. What were some highlights in there? Any highlights we want to touch on before we let this roll?
We're just going to leave it at what it is. We're not going to expand, okay?
All right.
Somebody left a comment using the F-bomb and said everything about the site sucks. And we read that comment.
I like that comment, too.
Yeah, we read it. We're not going to read it now, so it's over. We talked about how Clash of the Titans is awful and Ray still likes it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. We said V was the worst show ever made.
No, not the worst, but not good enough to be watching.
And how it uses technology in such ridiculous ways.
Yes.
Black Doom, you're gonna play your Black Doom, right?
Because I went off so hard on that Black Doom award. I don't think you've gotten 2 cents the whole time.
No, so we're gonna play that.
We're still able to play that clip, which will sound very awkward with Tim not talking because there's no laughter from your side. I know you enjoyed the rant.
I did.
Is there something I should put in place of you when you should be talking? If you say something, what should go in your place?
Yoshi.
Yoshi's Yoshi. Sound effects. I'll take. Your place. Look forward to that. And we are very sorry about this.
The only thing I can say
alive.
Is this is a sign from the Lord.
Toopy
Start needs to die.
Listen, I said we weren't going to get religious on the show.
Okay.
But actually, I would take it. You know what? I'm going to make an analogy out of this. I think we can learn from this experience. First of all, this has never happened in the 119 episodes we've been recording where someone loses their entire file. That's just unbeknownst to us. But I think the analogy I want to draw here.
Is a spider.
Is
analogy.
That I have. Yeah, there's the spider. And, you know, it made this web, but then someone just whisked right through it and it was all gone instantly. All that hard work you put into it, right?
Everything is a spider analogy.
So, listen, I think, you know, part of me was like, well, I still have my entire recording, right? But
yes,
without your recording, my recording is useless.
That's true.
And I want to say the site is the same way. Where if one of us dropped out, it just wouldn't be the same. It wouldn't be worth it.
That's true. That's why Tim's take is so awful. Because it's just me.
Thank you, Tim.
You will agree with that.
I will gladly lay down my life for that.
Fans, we apologize, but I'm thinking this is a sign.
Enjoy my high-pitched voice as much as you possibly can, which is very little.
Yes.
And apologies, we'll be back next week.
For really reals.
And this time when we say the next podcast will be better than the one you heard here, we will mean it.
Oh, we mean it.
Yes. Sorry about that, everyone. Take care. Enjoy the show.
Bye-bye.
Well, what else do we have left? You want to do a Black Doom Award, by the way? Let's do a live Black Doom Award. Well, I've got one for you. It's going to go to Sonic the Hedgehog 4, Episode 1. There's a lot more than just the friggin' minecart, dude. Let me put it... I will do this very succinctly, because there... And I won't spoil anything, by the way, because the entire game has been leaked video of every single level. Yes, is out, including the end boss, the end scene, the end scene if you have all the Chaos Emeralds, what it looks like if you turn to Super Sonic, all that stuff. It's all out there. So people, everyone knows. It's like, that's the game. And for anybody to be like, well, it's still in beta, BS. That game's friggin' done, all right? Like, they're just putting on finishing touches. If that crap isn't cleaned up by now, we got problems, okay? So I'm going to do this very succinctly because I watched the majority of it. Frankly, I just don't trust them anymore. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to start watching the ending. And if it's cool, I'll stop. But if it's lame, I'm going to keep going. And that's what happened. And I finished it. This is basically what happened. Here's my problem. Do you remember the first trailer that was released for Project Needle Mouse? We're not sure what it is.
Yahoo!
Yeah. Do you remember what one of the taglines was in that little intro?
Nintendo.
All new. I don't know whose definition of all new. I understand new. New is a whole different story. All new? Right? Is this back to like the totally 100% confidently confirmed thing going on, you know? Or it's like no, it's not just confirmed, it's 100% confirmed. Like, look, it's either confirmed or it's not. In this case, all new is freaking all new. I don't know how else to say it. But when like every single boss is basically a reused boss with a few changes from older games, I'm sorry, it's not all new. When the final boss is something I've already played, I'm like, why does this game exist? Okay, you know what? Better yet, I understand why it exists. I don't know why it's called Sonic 4, okay? If you're gonna make an all-new Sonic 4 adventure, then make it frickin' an all-new adventure. Don't give me a rehash of old stuff where I go, huh, I could have sworn I played this game before, except it was better. So why does this exist? And of course, people who see this stuff are like, oh, hey, don't worry, episode 2 is coming, and there's gonna be new things. This is just the setup. Screw you, okay? Episode 2 is not going to fix your problems because it's going to be more of the friggin' same. How do I know that? I don't know. Maybe I just got a grand feeling they're going to get screwed over one more time by Sonic Team. Ugh, frick. This is it. This is the one, and they're going to friggin' drop it. Here's my thing. How do you reboot it from here? All right? You're screwed. You painted yourself into a corner. With the very thing you... God dang it. I'm just so happy I've moved past the stage of, like, excusing everything going on. And, I mean, I understand some of you will legitimately feel this will be a good game and you'll enjoy it. And you know what? That's great for you. I'm glad you can enjoy it because I just can't. I just cannot enjoy this game. I want to go play the old games. That's all it makes me want to do. So, anyway... The minecart, I mean, again, they're throwing gimmicks in. It just, yeah, you have to see it. By the way, I'll give you a great example of how you know. Okay, I'm going to edit one thing in this song, okay? The special stage song. This shows everything that's wrong with this game. Because it's using the same music from the old original Sonic 1, but it's redone, but it sounds like a 12-year-old boy with a new MIDI program tried it out. It's like the worst OC remix I've ever heard in my life, okay? And this is like, oh, here's the new stuff. Isn't it cool? Isn't it good? It's like, no, you're taking what I know and love and watering it down, making it bad. Like, I don't want to play that.